this can happen almost anywhere, and it does in Montana, but there is, it's going to be culminated in Wilsall, Montana, where this, they call it the Feral Feast, and it isn't your average food festival, as it's quite apparent that it's not your average food festival. We are joined by Beth Brennan now, founder of what is called the Feral Feast, and it's theferalfeast.com for more information. So we're going to ask what this is. As I mentioned coming in, wild food tasting and cooking, live fire cooking, all the kind of things that... hey, good morning, Beth. How are you, ma'am?
Hi, good morning. How are you? It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I appreciate that and getting away from things to talk about this. You know, I think we all kind of think, oh, I'm a survivalist. I can cook dandelions. But I don't know that we really have much of a clue to what it really takes to, and that's not what this is about. Why don't you talk about why you founded this, what your organization is, and then we'll lead up to this Wilsall event.
Yeah, so, you know, the Feral Feast is really bigger than just the single event that we're having, although we're really excited about what's coming up in the next few weeks here. It's really about connecting food, people, and the land. So, really founded in education. I come from the outdoor industry, and so there's so much crossover, I think, between outdoor industry, conservation, and wild food. And this was something that I thought, you know, we could have more focus on, and that nobody was really kind of tapping into this. So that's kind of how we got started. And I have a business partner, too, who's helping me run it. And we're both interested in wild food, both foraging and hunting and things like that. So that's kind of how we got started.
What, so this Feral Feast, let's just kind of go with that. You've tell me what that is. It seems like you've got different chefs serving different kinds of foods. And is this the first that you guys have done here in Montana, or?
Yep, this is our first event of this, you know, of this type, of this nature. And really, it goes beyond the food part of it. We have some amazing chefs coming out. We have some emerging chefs that are going to be doing all different types of cooking with different types of wild food, whether that's, you know, plants or wild game, things like that. We have some big names like Chef Eduardo Garcia coming out. But on top of that, we have a full day of programming because it really is an educational event in addition to some of the great culinary aspects that we have as well. So it is a festival that's all around wild food, and we're going to have two kind of main speaking areas, and then we're going to have a chef sort of outpost so people can come meet the different chefs, learn from the different speakers all day, really, from 8:30 to 6:30.
And this is something whose time has come, so to speak. There are a lot more people interested in getting closer to the source of their food, whether it's on a macro level or a micro level here as well. Why do you think that is?
You know, I'm not sure entirely, but I do think there are some elements of people kind of wanting to get back to some of those more traditional skills. I mean, we see... you know, different things happening in the supply chain of food right now that are causing, you know, complications for us, for our grocery stores and things like that. And I think people want to be self-sufficient. I saw someone at an event this weekend in Bozeman, and he was the first customer of mine that I had gotten to meet in person. So I asked him, you know, what made you sign up to come to the Feral Feast? I was just curious what he was going to say. And he had said, I just want to be more self-sufficient, and I just want to learn sort of these more traditional systems of how we can cultivate our own food and how we can feel, you know, confident in what we're doing. Obviously, there's a lot of education that comes with this, whether it's on the hunting side or the foraging side. And I think it can be a little intimidating for people. So to have the opportunity to learn from experts in the field, I think, is really empowering.
So just to get that information out again, this is going to culminate Saturday, August 22nd, at least the first event in Montana, North Bridger Bison Ranch. Is that correct, near Wilsall?
Yep. It's really just about 30 minutes up the road north of Bozeman. You go through to Bridgers. You come out the other side of the Bridgers, and there's this beautiful working bison ranch. And so that's the perfect backdrop and venue for us. So it's a great drive, you know, to get up there, and a beautiful backdrop.
All right. So are you going to be out gathering the blueberries and the roots and the greens ahead of this?
Well, our experts will be, yes. So we won't be doing that on site necessarily, but they are going to be bringing, you know, different items as part of the educational experience. It is really hands-on. There's workshops. It's not just, you know, them, you know, with a PowerPoint presentation per se, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to get people to really experience this. Even we have an archery demo. So people are going to get to participate in these demonstrations and kind of hear stories and learn from people who live this lifestyle day to day.
What kind of food is out there in the wild in Montana?
Well, we have all sorts of different mushrooms, and it's very important to kind of understand what you're doing there, of course.
Yes.
So we have some experts coming, some of the top experts. We really were fortunate to get some great names in the foraging community to come out and teach anything from identification to what you can do with those items that you're foraging. We're going to be serving up elk sausage. We have bison carpaccio that Eduardo Garcia is doing. So it's really a great opportunity for people to try things from the entire landscape of wild food, if you will.
Yeah, and where else do you do this? I mean, because it's probably going to be different in Montana than it is in North Dakota, or...
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, this is our first one, so we're going to see where this goes. We're doing one full day, and it's really packed full, and I think next year we'll do 2 days in Montana, and from there, you know, who knows, we have some private events that we do that for. I would love to someday do sort of wild food in more of a coastal area. I think that would be really cool. But for right now, we're just really excited about our August 22nd event that's coming up and making sure that we provide a great experience for everybody who comes out for it.
Where'd the idea come from?
I think just it was me and a friend of mine and just kind of talking through that there wasn't a formalized way to sort of learn some of these skills. And, you know, we're both interested, like I said, in foraging and hunting and come from the outdoor industry. So I think this is a great way to just connect all of those natural interests. And we didn't really see anybody doing that in a way where people can come out and learn. And like I said, those skills can be a little intimidating. So education is really the foundation of it all.
Have you tasted all these recipes, by the way, from all these chefs?
Not yet. I'm going to be right there with all the other attendees trying it out. And I'm super excited to see what they're going to bring out. So I have a little bit of, you know, I get some eyes on what their plan is, but I haven't tasted it yet. So it'll be really exciting.
All right. Tell me what you're excited. I don't know if you've seen the menu a little bit, what you're excited about trying. Wait, I don't have enough time here, so we'll just kind of lead into that. But there's got to be some things that you're excited about trying, and there's got to be some things that you're going, wow, am I going to eat that? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there's some things that I'm going to learn in that regard as well, too. Like there's, for instance, I'm excited to try, we have someone who's doing a demo on wild sauerkraut, and I'm really excited about that. We have someone who is going to cover eating invasive plants, and I have a lot to learn there. I'm not sure exactly what to expect, so I think it's going to be awesome. Like I said, the end of the day is our headlining chef, which is Eduardo Garcia, doing that bison carpaccio, and anything he does is amazing.
It's kind of fascinating. I think a lot of us might be about wild foods, and because you walk through a field here, and every now and again you might pick something, put it in your mouth. What's that? Hey, it wasn't so bad. What am I eating? I know nothing about wild foods, essentially. A lot of us, of course, have a hunting tradition in Montana, and there are some really good recipes coming out of that. Foraging, though, is kind of a different thing. This idea we're talking about today with Beth Brennan, founder of the Feral Feast, theferalfeast.com, it's coming to Montana here, involves foraging and hunting and fishing and wild game cooking, live fire cooking. I see that, Beth. Hey, Beth, good morning again. Thanks for being here. I see this live fire cooking here, and I'm fascinated by that as well, because every time I'm out there live fire cooking, I don't know that what I end up with is all that tasty. there's got to be, so there's a right way and a wrong way to do that, huh?
Yes, there is. And we have Chef Jamie Teagan. She'll be coming out showing wild game done right over the fire, and she's kind of talking about the do's and don'ts and the common mistakes and things like that. And she's an amazing chef. She was actually out at Sitka Gear this weekend, fed about 200 people. So we're really excited to have her out there kind of show us how it's done.
You've got, as I look, and people, if you're interested in this, theferalfeast.com, There's a lot of good information on this website, but I see foraging educator here and there. What do we need to know about foraging?
Well, foraging, I would say, you know, the number one thing is to really know how to identify and responsibly harvest those wild foods. And so you obviously, first and foremost, don't want to make any mistakes and you know, misread the situation or eat something that, you know, you think it's one thing and it ends up being another. And so when it comes to foraging, safety is really important. But then also beyond that, you know, what to look for when you're out on Montana's landscape, how wild mushrooms and other foraged ingredients can be used, because there's many different ways. And we have a couple of really great speakers coming. We have one that's coming up from Colorado for that. We have someone who has actually developed an app where when you're out in the field, that can help you identify what's what. So he's an expert, and we're going to be learning from him as well. So I think just knowing the importance of the identification process and then understanding, you know, the environment of where you can, you know, you can find these wild foods. So we're really excited about the foraging side of it. And then, you know, of course, on the hunting side, like you said, so many Montanans are interested in hunting. And I think we're all sort of maybe in different ways, have different experiences or, I guess, knowledge on that subject. So we have Anna Borgman coming out to do how to butcher a hindquarter, which I think that'll be great for people who are interested in, you know, harvesting and butchering themselves. And then more on the hunting side, we have the Wild Sheep Foundation. They're coming out to talk about topics around the North American conservation model. And Matt Skoglund, who owns Northbridger Bison, which is our venue, he's going to do some storytelling and talks around what it means to take an animal's life, because he's field harvesting bison out there every day. So he's really in tune with what that sort of means. So beyond just the chefs, we have a great day of educational programming. There's something for everybody. You don't have to be, you know, you can be anywhere in sort of your learning journey. If you're an expert, you can meet other experts in the field. If you're brand new and you're just curious, I think there's so much here for you to learn as well.
And I think a lot of people can see that I have a lot to learn about what's available to me in my neighborhood, so to speak. And so trying to put this together, kind of the first time here, I'm really curious as to what people are saying and thinking about this. And you know, what kind of feedback are you getting from people who you know are going to be here? Because it's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because the first time you do an event or you do something like this, you do get a lot of questions and, you know, people aren't sure what to expect. So we're telling them, expect a full day of educational opportunities, expect a full day of chef demonstrations. You can sample some of the food throughout the day. But yeah, the questions are generally just more what to expect, right? Because this is our first year doing it. So the way that we look at it is really just a culmination of interest. So we have the foraging community coming together with hunting, with conservation, and sort of the outdoor recreation industry. So if you're interested in any of those sort of topics or themes, that's what we'll have for you. It's sort of the intersection of all those things.
What about the public lands and public access? Can we go out to our public lands? And are there some things that we can't pull? What can we harvest on our public lands legally?
Yeah, that's something that we're going to cover as well. And we have several public lands groups and experts. And, you know, the landscape is changing. We have someone who's going to come out and kind of talk about what kind of permits and things you might even need, similar to like an outfitter, if you're going to be doing that sort of thing. So we're going to have people who are literally working with FWP through this process right now. So if you're interested in what, you know, you need to do to be compliant and things like that, there's no better place to learn that either.
So I got a few minutes here, just another five or thereabouts. I'm curious about what's the strangest thing that you would say that you have eaten and liked it?
Well, bison tongue, I guess, would come to mind off the bat.
It would.
But, you know, I think just trying the different mushrooms and things as well. I think the strangest things I've probably eaten have been maybe overseas or, you know, different octopus or sea creatures, things like that. We're going to stick to kind of the type of food that you find in Montana here, though.
And what food surprises people the most, do you think?
I think probably some of these, I think people will be surprised by the wild sauerkraut. I think they'll be surprised by some of the ways that you can use the whole animal. And we're going to have some of the chefs talking about that as well. So, yeah, I think, you know, that one thing that the chefs were talking about too, is like, you know, the importance of using the whole animal. So how can we, you know, how can we do that? So yeah, we'll be really interested to hear kind of more of what they have to say on that topic.
And what's growing right now? And I know that you've got experts to do all this as well, and but you've got some experience. What's growing right now in Montana that you think most people don't realize that they can actually put on their plate?
I mean, I think that there's just, you mean like in terms of foraging?
Yeah, yeah.
I think for instance, right now, chanterelles, huckleberries. I got into some really great chanterelles recently, but those things right now, this is kind of, you know, this time of year is great for foraging. And then of course we move into hunting season, and we tried to strategically plan this event in a way that kind of covered both bases, if you will.
Yeah. And hunting, I think of birds actually more than a big game. Sure. Birds are probably a little more delicate to cook and bring out good flavor in, right?
Definitely, for sure. Yep.
That's they're just the as far as this day, this event goes, it's like $89, right? There's a cost for this. You've got some 20 different seminars that are available through it.
Yep, we have a full day, so we're starting at 8 a.m. until 6:30. Excuse me, and we're kicking off with an archery demo as well. So you can really get hands-on out there the whole day. And that includes, you know, being able to try samples throughout the day as well. And we're going to do lunch for everybody. So I think it's a really good value for what you get. There's just a ton of learning opportunities on top of that.
Is there anything, and I think about mushrooms because they grow almost everywhere. Is there, and you talked about an app. Not everybody's going to have an app. Is there any kind of indication as to, you know, what's dangerous and what's not? Is there some kind of identifier for something like that?
Well, of course, we have all the sort of, like, I think traditional books. There's a lot of resources. There are more of these apps coming out, which I think are helpful. And some of them you can even use when you're, you know, out of service. But if you don't want to do that, I think there's really opportunities to learn from people who, you know more about it, and you can tap into them to maybe send them a photo, or I've seen it on even Facebook groups where people are leaning on each other to verify. But we really just encourage people to do their due diligence and to do things like this where they can educate themselves and feel confident that they know what they're looking at. And like I said, we have some of the best people out there to come and teach this. And they're going to help cover kind of all of those topics and resources. And part of what we include is with the ticket is an ebook as well.
There, Cody mentioned this a couple of times when you said we were going to have you on the program today about your cattails and butter, or what is it you're doing?
My brother, when we were young, had like a, you know, Boy Scout book and survivor thing, and says, you know, you can get cattails and you can eat the root. And so we went over here off, you know, just in town, and we pulled out the cattails and we cut off the roots and we took them home and we fried them up in butter and salt, and they were actually good.
Really?
It's something that I remember to this day. It's the craziest thing.
So do you got cattails on the menu?
Not that I'm aware of, no, but that's something that would be new to me to try, but now it's on my radar, so thanks, Cody.
No problem. Your feet get a little black from that really deep, sooty,
the
cookie mud that they're growing in.
Little foraging drawback there, but
it's all worth it.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to wash that smell off, too. Okay, dandelion wine. There was a song out there about dandelion wine. Everybody thinks they can make dandelion wine. Have you ever tried it?
Personally, I have not tried that one either, so you guys are really putting some things on my list to try here.
Well, I wouldn't advocate, but I've never tried it either. I'm very curious about it. So, you know, what do you, what is going to be kind of like one of those things on the menu that you see there? And I know I asked that question again, but now that we kind of had this conversation, one of those things that people are just going to look at and go, oh, is it like bugs, right? I know that John the Baptist ate bugs, but I'm not sure I'm into it.
We're not going to have any bugs that I'm aware of, so okay. We won't have to worry about that. But we would encourage you people to come with kind of an open mind to try some different things. And we're going to have handmade herbal pasta, which, you know, that's something new for me as well. Like I said, the wild sauerkraut, bison, elk, things like that. So, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to sort of stretch your comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah, and I think it's telling, too, that people, that you've created this and people are interested in it as well. It's maybe it's always been a part of our society, but, you know, your thoughts on it. Where does this lead? Does this lead to more food sustainability at that individual level?
Well, you know, we're so lucky in Montana that we do have so much public land to hunt and forage and things like that. You know, we understand that not everybody can source wild food all the time. That wouldn't work for everybody, right? But we do think it's really an interesting topic and that there's a lot to learn. And as we get more, you know, sort of overly domesticated, we've got a lot of plastic out there, right? We've got a supply chain of things all coming through the same area. You know, this allows people to be self-sufficient, to maybe have another food source, to kind of go back to some old traditions and not lose those as well. So I think there's a few of those things at play there.
Well, and I'm going to brag on your keynoter. I met him, and that's Edward Garcia, Montana-based, James Beard Award-winning, Emmy-nominated chef. He's got, you know, the receipts here. He does this Big Sky Kitchen. It's a Magnolia series, and he founded Montana Mex. Ran into him and interviewed him. He was at a little business seminar, as a matter of fact, a few weeks ago, too, and was impressed with him as a storyteller and as an artist, and also the lesson he learned. He's an amputee as well, and he's created all of this, you know, post that. So I think Eduardo's really a good one to kick this off with.
Yeah, he's really an amazing, you know, goes way beyond his cooking is obviously amazing, but like you're saying, he's an amazing storyteller. He has so much experience and he's really just a great person to work with all around. He's also joining us alongside Benchmade Knife Company, so people can check out their products. We have some different demos and things involved with that too. But yeah, we're really lucky to have Eduardo as part of the program, and we have him slated towards the end of the day. I think he'll be our last chef demonstration so that everybody can try a little bit of his food, chat with him, learn about his life experiences. I think it'll be great.
At theferalfeast.com for more information on this. This comes up again. It's Will Saul, August 22nd. Beth Brennan, founder of The Feral Feast. Thanks, Beth, for spending that time with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. It's great chatting with you.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.